Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Garr is our guest, our new friend, Chief Operating Officer at Profitability Revolution Paradigm. Put a .com after Profitability Revolution, and you'll find their website, all the things they're doing, especially the very, very extensive and impressive programming this week during Small Business Week. Tom, thanks again for joining us. You guys got a lot of people on this week that you've been working on for a long time. You got one notable that you're going to be interviewing this morning, early this morning. Tell us about it.
Yes, thank you for asking. I'm very excited to announce that at 9:30 Eastern Time, and then rebroadcast, of course, throughout the next 24 hours, and then it will be later on in our library, we will be doing a 30-minute interview with Colonel Lee Ellis. And he's a retired Air Force colonel. He was a prisoner of war in Vietnam.
Wow.
For 5 years. He was there with John McCain and Stockdale and Jeremiah Denton. Mm-hmm. All those guys. He wrote a fabulous book called Leading with Honor. It's Leadership Lessons Learned.
If you ever get a chance, folks, this is, Tom, I'm getting a chill hearing you talk about this because I've met some of these guys. I have heard them speak. If you ever get a chance to hear one of these POWs speak, it will change your life. I promise you.
Well, I hope that people can watch this either today at 9:30 or as it loops throughout the next 24 hours or from our library, because Lee is really terrific.
It's going to be available, not just live, but try to catch it live. But if you can't, stay with it and pick it up at another time. ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Tom, I want to talk and Ruth, our buddy, your partner, Ruth King, is doing the interview, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. She sure is.
She's the best. So, okay, Tom, decisions. We're still trying to grow our businesses, and what I've said before is if you can't make decisions, you can't be successful in business or as an entrepreneur. And I've also said that the way to make the best decisions is to make a lot of decisions, make a lot of small decisions, and if you know what you're doing, you make most of them right. What do you think?
Well, it's actually, in my experience, and this is a stock market analogy, in my experience, it's actually the opposite. And the reason is if you are trading a lot, chances are you're not going to, every trade isn't going to be good. And it's the same here. You have to be able to react when something happens. So I'll throw that in. But you have to be able to put everything into a strategic context. That doesn't mean you can't change your 2-year, 3-year, 5-year plan. But the more things, when you make a plan, you have to try to stick to the plan. And when you tweak the plan too many times, you expose yourself to risk.
I guess you and I are going to have to disagree on this one, Tom, because I don't think start running a business out here on Main Street is like trading on Wall Street. I don't think it's the same dynamic at all. But anyway, we can agree to disagree on that. But I just know that what I see too many times, Tom, are people who make a decision and they can't change, or they wait too long to make a decision. By the time they make it, it's a big one. It's a big hairy decision, and then if it's wrong, it's a big wrong decision. And if it's right, they just got lucky. And so that's the reason why I encourage them to make lots of small incremental decisions on the way. But that doesn't mean they don't have the plan you're talking about.
Well, see, I agree. I think actually we do agree here, because what I'm talking about is in running the money management business that I ran for 15 years, you get a lot of stuff thrown at you. Wouldn't it be great if we just change the whole business plan and go into this? Wouldn't it be great if we just completely do this other thing? And making decisions and making risky, bad, and not business plan decisions are two different things.
Yeah, no, when I talk about making decisions, I'm not talking about not being able to focus at all. Yeah, no, that's not what that's about at all. So, okay, you have some thoughts I'd like to pick out of your brain on on what the stock market looks like just before it goes the other way.
All right. Here's the best example I can give you. For all your listeners that are old enough to remember the first Gulf War, the worst part of the Gulf War was not Operation Desert Storm. It was Operation Desert Shield, starting in August. Iraq invades Kuwait. We all think it's got the one of the biggest armies in the world. Nobody in the world knows what a cruise missile is, and we think it's World War III. And the entire world was in a panic for the next 6 or 7 months, and markets went nowhere. People were nervous. Nobody was starting businesses. And then all of a sudden, one day, we go in, the war is over in 3 hours, and the market explodes. So what did the market look like the day before the market explodes on the upside? It was terrible. It was going to be breadlines. It was World War III. Oh, my God. It was awful. So then what does it look like the day before the markets or the economy or business starts to decline? Well, think what happened back going into 2007 and 2008. Real estate, everybody's buying houses. Everybody's buying second and third homes. You can always get a mortgage. And then all of a sudden, one day, it isn't. So the
how do you know when that day's going to happen?
Well, that's the $64 question, and a lot of people call, they're very good at calling 10 out of the last two rallies. But what you have to do is use your own common sense. If you don't understand it, don't
stay
do
out
it.
Of it. And if it starts looking weird, it is skitty. It is weird. And I'll tell you something. I don't think we're trading on Wall Street based on fundamentals right now. Do you?
Not completely. It's a longer discussion, but it has to do with Fed policy and interest rates artificially low.
You hit it right on the head. Hey, give us the website quickly again.
www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.